AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The death toll is 45 along the East Coast after the remnants of Ida brought tornadoes and flash flooding from Maryland to Connecticut. Some two dozen deaths in New Jersey.
The alarm went off and we went in the basement.
Ashley Thomas' home was destroyed.
We lost a gazebo in a storm. We've had damage. So we don't take it. We always joke that this is a wind tunnel. It's a wind tunnel, and really proved itself that to be that way last night.
40 of the 45 victims drowned, either in their cars, homes, or apartments. President Biden heads to Louisiana tomorrow, where residents struggle with the loss of power, damaged homes, and a lack of water and fuel.
We know that there is much to be done in this response on our part. We need to get power restored. We need to get more food, fuel, and water deployed.
Four nursing home residents have died after being evacuated in Louisiana. A number of others hospitalized after inspectors found the residents of seven nursing homes packed into a warehouse where they had been moved by the owner of the homes before Ida arrived last weekend. State Health Department says there were problems with electric generators, bedding, food, and medical care. Prosecutors file more serious charge against the former suburban Minneapolis police officer who shot and killed black motorist Dante Wright.
Minnesota prosecutors are now charging former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter with first-degree manslaughter, in addition to the second-degree count that she was already facing for the April shooting of a black motorist Dante Wright during a traffic stop. Activists were hoping that she'd face murder charges, but Potter's former chief had said she had meant to use her taser instead of her handgun. Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison reviewed the case and has concluded that an upgraded charge of first-degree manslaughter was warranted for the officer's reckless handling of a firearm. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is AP News. A former Georgia district attorney has been indicted for misconduct related to the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. The AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A former prosecutor in Georgia has been indicted on misconduct charges related to the Ahmaud Arbery case. Former Brunswick Judicial Circuit District Attorney Jackie Johnson was indicted by a Glynn County grand jury Thursday on charges of violating her oath of office and hindering a law enforcement officer. Arbery was gunned down in February 2020 after being pursued by white father and son Greg and Travis McMichael. Greg McMichael had worked as an investigator in Johnson's office. The indictment says Johnson directed that Travis McMichael, the alleged shooter, should not be placed under arrest. I'm Mike Gracia.
GM and Ford pausing production at some of their plants over the next 2 weeks due to the continued global computer chip shortage. Dealers have just under 1 million new vehicles compared with more than 3.5 million just 2 years ago. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.